Okay, we're continuing in the Drasha Saran. We're at the end of the Drish HaChi'i. Today, Amir Tashem, we will finish it. In the Mosad Rav Kooks, we are on page Shin Samach Zayin. Okay, so the Ran is now continuing on in Parshas Vayeschanan. And he says, V'odinu b'parsha zu, Hashem told us in this Parsha, Shehashem yizbarach lo ya'achir ha'onish aleha. That if Hashem is telling us in Vayeschanan, if somebody does worship Avodah Zarah, which he had been talking about before. If somebody does worship Avodah Zarah, so the Psukim tell us that Hashem, it won't take long till Hashem does takes vengeance from them. Kamo she'amar, as the Pasuk says, Hayidosi b'chem hayom, es ha'shamayim ba'aretz, I am bearing witness today, the heavens and the earth, ki avod tov idun maher, you'll be destroyed quickly if they do Avodah Zarah. Amnam, however, in hayoshizu, hi avir hayosachem erishtiyah b'torah, since even though that Avodah Zarah, idol worship, is the worst Avera in the Torah, Im Kol Zeh, still, Hiftichanu, Hashem promised us, Shekasher, Nashuv LaHashem Yizbarach, that if and when we return to Hashem, Nimtzeinu will find him. K'mash Amar, as the Pasuk says, V'kashtem Yisham Es Hashem Elokecha, you will search out Hashem your God, U'matzasu, you'll find him. Kisudushenu, B'chol Avavcha V'chol Navshcha, if you go after him with all your heart and all your soul. So if we try, even after we've sinned terribly, we'll still find Hashem. Tzarech lasi slave b'mila sham. You have to pay attention to the word that it says misham. You'll look out for Hashem from there. So the Ran says kach birusha. This is what it means. Sha'af al pisha shchina shorer ba'aretz ve'ena shorer b'chutzaretz. Even though Hashem's presence dwells in Israel and not outside Israel, k'mosh amar akosav, like the pasuk says, k'yirshunu hayom mistapech menachlas Hashem. When they kicked me out of Israel, they're kicking me out of being close to Hashem. Af al picha and still in hayosh shal aderech. Since the way people talk, Hashem is barach ino nimtza b'chutz la'aretz, people say Hashem's, or at least they used to say, that Hashem doesn't exist, isn't around anywhere outside of Israel. So the pasuk is telling you, no, it's not that Hashem's not there. Gam sham timtza'ehu im tavakshe'o. If you look after God, you'll find Hashem wherever you go. Because Hashem is, of course, everywhere. So Hashem's presence, mostly, is the Shechina Shora, dwells in Israel. But you can find the Shekhinah wherever you go. So, v'hifik chasdu yimanu. So Hashem did great kindness with us. V'amar and says, "Batzar lecha." When things are going bad for you, meaning after the Jews, if they sin, and they tragedy comes upon them, and when that tragedy comes, umutzeucha kalat varma ila b'achus hayam, and all these tragedies that are described happen to you, v'shavta Hashem alakecha, v'shamata b'kolo. And you will return to Hashem your God and then start listening to what Hashem says. Ritzon alomer, that means to say, Sha'af lo tiyah ha'tshuva elamitoch tzar. Even if the only reason you're doing tshuva is because things are rough. Im kol zeh, still, im tashuv al Hashem, yishma'echa. If you return to Hashem, he will hear you. Mitzad shehu, rachum, because Hashem is merciful. V'lo yishkach, es bris avasecha shenishba lehem. And he will not forget the covenant he made with your forefathers, that he swore that he would never forget the Jewish people. V'samach acharav, and after that it says, V'amar, ki sha'alna liyomim rishonim. The psukim that follow that say, if you're going to ask for the early days, right, if you, it talks about there, if you're going to, in Vayeschanan, it says, right after the psukim the Ran just brought, that you'll do tshuva when things are bad, God won't forget you. And then the next pasuk is, if you're going to ask about the olden days, when God created the earth, and gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Has anyone ever heard of such a thing? The Yetzias Mitzrayim, when God took us out of Egypt, did open miracles. Has that ever happened to anyone? Do you know any nation that happened to? So the Ran says, Kesher Elo Apsukim Zar. The connection to the Psukim before seems very strange. Like, what does that have to do with anything? If you are in trouble, you do tshuva, Hashem will have mercy on you. And if you'll ask, in the olden days, or you'll ask, what happened in the olden days? Did you ever hear of these stories where a nation was taken out of another nation and open miracles Hashem did for us? What does that have to do with anything? So he says it's a little strange, the connection. Ad sharamban, or it seems strange. Ad sharamban zal nidchak lefarsha. The Ramban there in Chumash had a hard time understanding it. Shomer, and he had to say, ki sha'alna liyamim rishonim, when it says, if you'll ask like about the early days, is muzav al tchilas ha-parsha, that the whole thing's going to the beginning of the parsha, v'yomer, and it's saying, she'Hashem yizbarach lo yimcho v'lo yarech al onosh avodah zarah, when he said at the beginning of the parsha, when we said, if the Jews do avodah zarah, Hashem will take vengeance on them quickly, it's going back on that and saying, why is that? If they do Avodah Zarah, why will Hashem take vengeance on them quickly? mitzad shiasi imachim la sha'asa kein l'chol gai. It's because Hashem was so nice to us, and He wasn't so nice to any other nation. So since Hashem treated us so specially, and we worship the Avodah Zarah anyway, so therefore it's a much bigger avera, and therefore Hashem's going to take vengeance on us quickly. That's the Ramban's pshat. So says the Ran, Ein Zeh B'mashma. He doesn't think that that's what the psukim sound like. Because it comes in the middle of psukim that have absolutely nothing to do with that. Because after all this stuff that he's saying, and Hashem will accept our tshuva, and we'll find God if we search for Him. Why does it make sense that the Torah would now be going back to saying, by the way, you know I am going to be punishing you so badly, so quickly, because it's such a terrible affair what you did after all I've done for you? It shouldn't come after all the psukim of Hashem loving us and, you know, trying to console us, that even in bad times, if we do tshuva, He'll remember us. To then go back to the beginning saying why Hashem's going to punish us so quickly doesn't seem to fit, says the Ran. Okay, so the Ran is his own pshat. Lefikach and Niyomi, therefore I say, says the Ran, She'ela shnei psukim shehem kiel rachum Hashem v'chi sha'al na, these psukim that say that Hashem is merciful, and if you last back to the olden days, they're nosten tam limikros es muchel mehem. They're explaining the psukim that were right before, why Hashem is going to be, is going to accept our tshuva. She'eftichanu shegamin lo nevakash Hashem yisbarach mitov levaveinu, is telling us that even if we don't try to find Hashem because we love Hashem and things are going great, and let me talk of Saraseno, if the only reason we're trying to find Hashem is because things are going bad, so we need His help, Hashem is still going to listen to our tefillos. Very davar zeh mufla ma'od, and it's an amazing thing that Hashem would do that. She'achar shenimra v'nasa ra b'nei Hashem l'achiso, after we do such terrible averas, don't listen to what Hashem says. V'avgam achreichin lo nosim lev loshav l'fonav, and even afterwards we don't bother thinking about it. Maybe we should do tshuva. Ela mitokav tzara, until bad stuff happens, then we're saying, oh boy, we need to get out of this, and then we start thinking about tshuva. Still, even though that's not great, Shem kol zeh yikabel tshuvasenu, Hashem is still going to accept our tshuva. V'reyanu royim b'yiftach. What do you mean? But we see by the story of Yiftach, Shamar l'anshe Gilad, who sent to the people of Gilad. Remember, the people of Gilad kicked Yiftach out of their town, and then they needed help going to war, so the people of Gilad came to Yiftach and asked them to be their general. And Yiftach said back to them, Madum basam elayata kasher tzarlacham. And why are you coming to me now that things are not good for you? Now you need me? Too bad. Right? I mean, that's what he was saying to them. If you see Yiftach was upset about this, why are they coming to him in when times are rough? So why wouldn't Hashem be makbid on this? I mean, in the end, Yiftach did go along with it, but Yiftach was makbid about it. So if Yiftach was upset, so why wouldn't Hashem be upset about it? If Yiftach's going to stand on ceremony about it, or Yiftach's going to complain about it, why wouldn't Hashem not accept it? So therefore, it says, Al titama ki kel rachum Hashem. Don't be surprised, because Hashem is very merciful. And even though you're not deserving of it, still, Hashem will not forget the covenant He made with your forefathers, Hashem Nishbalahem, that He swore to them. And then, then you're going to ask, what happened in the olden days? What does that mean? Kolomar means to say, Al tatama, don't be surprised. You'll say, how could it be that just because we're related to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's going to be enough for Hashem to save us when we only are doing not tshuva on our own, we're doing tshuva because things are bad. How could that be enough just because we're related? If you'll ask about the earlier days, you'll ask, have you ever heard anyone, Hashem ever doing Yetzias Mitzrayim for anybody else? Like it says, Hashem am kol elokim. Did Hashem ever speak to any other nation? And then he signs off. And Hashem says, it's because I love your fathers. Kolomar, it means to say, kol eila hadvarim hamuflayim. All these amazing things, vanarayim, and these awesome miracles that I did. Halamaan cha nasu. You think I did it for you guys? Loki, no. The reason Hashem did the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim and all those miracles is ki ahavis avosecha, because Hashem loved your fathers. When those amazing things happened because of your forefathers,
If that can happen, then you can certainly believe that Hashem would accept your tshuva mitoch tzarascha, even though it's only because, essentially, Hashem has a gun to your head. Because Hashem has a covenant with your fathers. Even though this is a surprising thing, and Hashem should accept tshuva when someone's only trying to do mitzvahs because they're getting beat up, still Hashem accepts that tshuva because He has mercy on us and because of His bris, His covenant with our forefathers. So very kesher says this kind of connection, Doma Lamash Dosh Rabbasin, was similar to another type of thing that Chazal said, which was in Tehillim, Chazal tell us, Lama Nismacha Parshas Avshalom Parshas Gog U'Magog. Why is it that Tehillim, the second parak of Tehillim, is next to the third parak of Tehillim, one of which talks about Gog U'Magog, when Mashiach comes, and one of which talks about Avshalom? So why are they next to each other? Because Yom Yom Lecha Adam, if a person says to you, Chiyesh Lecha Eved Marid Berabo, if someone will say to you, have you ever heard of a servant that rebels against his master? Which is what it says in the one about the Mizmor about Gog U'Magog. It talks about that. So about the people rebelling against Hashem. So Amar lo, you'll tell him, Chiyesh ben Marid ba'aviv, is there a son who rebels against his father? Elahave. It happened. Avshalom. Avshalom was the son of David, and he rebelled against David. Achanami havi. So you see, a slave can rebel against its master too, and therefore don't be surprised when you read about the story of Gog U'Magog that the nations of the world are going to rebel. So the Ran explains, Bi her inyan, what this means is, ki kisha adam afakvik v'nisog maham in inyan zar. If someone can't believe something, you tell them something strange, they find it hard to believe. Kishamarim lo davar zar kamo, and you show us something else that's weird too, similar to that. Shalkar chumamin bo, and he has to believe in the second thing. So meitiv amachshav berishin mamin bo gamkein. So he believes in the first thing too. In other words, you tell someone something very hard to believe, and you show them, well, look, something similar happened. So since they believe the similar thing, they can hear it better the first thing. So afkimidazel inin zehu. So this is similar to this idea. Lo marshim yez zar beinecha shehashem yizbarach yaseh davar zar. In other words, the psukim, getting back to Ve'ez Chanan, what the psukim mean to tell you is, if you think it's strange that Hashem should accept people's tshuva when it's only because they're getting beat up, so and it's only done, Hashem accepts that tshuva only because of the covenant He has with our forefathers. So look, so look what happened because of. We were related to our forefathers because we're related to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hashem took us out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. That was pretty a pretty amazing thing. So if that can happen, so then you can. It's not so crazy to think that Hashem would accept our tshuva, even though it's because we're getting beat up. Okay, Mikol Makom Afal Pi Shivtichanu Lomar. So even though Hashem promised us Shafina Mitachatara Tia Tshuva Seinu Mekubelas, even if we do tshuva because things are going bad because of a Holocaust or whatever, things are going terrible, if that's why we do tshuva, still, and Hashem will still accept it even though it's under those circumstances and not because we just on our own decided to do tshuva. Still, Hashem at least made a condition that when I say I'll accept your tshuva, I don't mean a half-hearted tshuva. I mean when you go out and look for God with all your heart and with all your soul. What this means is, Shashav mitoch tzara, someone who does tshuva because things are going bad, well, shnei panim, it's one of two ways. Yesh mehem sheinah tshuva nikvas b'libam legamri. There are some people who the tshuva is not really in their hearts at all. Shemei yoshev eis tzarasim karim l'Hashem yizbarach, because even though it's true, when things are going bad, they call out to Hashem. Ein ha'inyin nigmar b'libam kol kach. It's not really in their hearts a lot. L'nifkechu ro, sayim, it's not, they haven't changed the way they look at things. Ad achri tzarasim kirosim ki ois haravacha, because as soon as the pain ends, or the tzara, the problem ends, they'll go right back to doing what they used to do before. If they were sinners, as soon as things go well for them again, they go back to sinning. On this it said, that's similar to what Yirmiyah says, and that the Jewish people will say, they'll sin, and then when things go bad, they'll say, Hashem, please save us. The Hotz Inyan says, so therefore, to exclude this, Hisna V'Amra, the Pasuk says a condition. When I say I'll accept your tshuva, even though it's only done because you're up against the wall, It's only kisir shena b'chalavav chamchanafsha. Only if you're really doing tshuva, then for real, with all your heart and soul. Kolomer shetia tshuva alofan hasheni. That the tshuva has to be in the second way. For who and that is shemitoch hatzar yichnas mardus belibcha. That because of the suffering, so you'll become, your heart becomes subjugated. Fisha b'shas hashalva. Because when things are going great, ha'adam shosa shikor. This is an interesting way of talking around and saying a person when things are going good, a person's like drunk. From all the desires of this world. It's like a person can't see straight. They're drunk from desire. There's no doubt. If when a person's filled with all their lustful desires or with whatever, food and drink or other things, so if a person's all obsessed with that, and in the midst of that, they decide on their own to do tshuva just because they realize it's wrong and they should be doing what Hashem says, so that should take tshuvasim ulamo. That's a very high level tshuva, and that's what it should be. That's great tshuva. But the pasuk's promising us shegam kishlo yebininzad, that even if our tshuva doesn't come that way, but because things are horrible, a person's locked up and who knows, some terrible thing happened to them, then they say, oh, I better do tshuva. If the person at that point at least really does do a full tshuva, and it's in the person's heart so much that when the problem, the issue, the tragedy passes, if it's no longer a problem, the person's no longer in dire straits, Yosef and the person will still continue to try to connect to Hashem and to praise Hashem because God does good to him. That's the full tshuva, and that's the tshuva that Hashem wants. The Kayot Yubizan, on this, it's similar to this. Amar David, David says, the Ani Tamina Yachel, I am constantly hoping to God, the Hosafti Al Kol Tilasech, and I'll add on your praises. What does that mean? Pirish Inyan, so the Ran says what that means is, Sheesh B'nei Adam Sheinim Yachel Hashem Yisbarach Alaka Asher Tzarlem. There are certain people that only hope to Hashem when things are going bad. Be'ez Heitiv Hashem Yisbarach Alahem, and when Hashem does good to them, Mahalim Shemo, they praise Hashem, V'achkach Yomru Noash. And afterwards they say, you know, okay, forget that. They give up on all their all the tshuva they had done, and all the good they had done. As soon as things are going better, they forget it all. Kamo shenamar derech mashal, like well, in a mashal we could say sheyesh chola, that there are sick people asher betokiv choliyov, that when they're very sick, kalo einav miyachel elokav, when the things are going bad and they're sick, and so they hope to Hashem then. And then as soon as a person can get better a little bit, they can start walking with a cane. Yo de la kel gomel alav. Then they'll thank Hashem for saving them. V'yivarech benefesh rechava gomel lachayov b'tovos. He makes a bracha with a lot of kavana, and he says, oh, the bracha v'gomel, thank you Hashem for his helping me out, even though I'm chayev. And then when he's fully cured, he doesn't think about what just happened to him. To thank Hashem and to praise Hashem. Because he already forgot all the bad stuff, and now he forgets Hashem. It's like he can't see. And that's what David saying, Alav Hashalom. And then he know he came. David says, I'm not like that. I am always hoping to Hashem. Not just when things are going bad. Even when things are going good. And if when I'll praise God, when Hashem saves me from things, when things are not going well. So when things go good, I will praise Hashem even more. On this way, even though the beginning of the tshuva was because we were up against the wall and almost forced into it, still, since it was a real tshuva, Hashem will accept it anyway. Since it becomes a real tshuva and it sticks with the person even after the tzara has gone, and that's what the pasuk is saying, that it has to be at least kisid rishenu b'chalavav b'chal nafshecha. Even when you're in the worst straits and you want to do tshuva, it has to be at least a real tshuva that you're going after God with all your heart and all your soul. B'zeh hatnai, in this condition, amnam tzarech le'inyin she'igaleno Hashem Yisbarach b'yena umos, even though that's what we need for Hashem to redeem us from amongst the goyim, b'yolecheinu k'miyos yatzeinu, and so that Hashem will take us back to Eretz Yisrael with Mashiach. Aval afal pi, so I said tshuva shleima kokach, but even if the tshuva is not even that level, where we don't, it's not even a full tshuva, still, even a little tshuva, he mo'ila meginam min yisurim ma'at esatla. So it'll still help us out a little. In other words, if we don't do a full tshuva to return to Hashem with all our hearts and with all our souls, even when things are going bad, but we do a little tshuva, at least at the time we're feeling bad, even though if it wouldn't be the type of tshuva that would stick with you, it still protects you while you're in the gullus to protect you a little bit. It won't take you out of exile, but while you're in exile, it'll help you out that things won't be so bad. That's what the pasuk says. This is in the Tzavim, not in Vayeschanan, but it says when all these things will happen to you, the bracha laklala shenasati l'fanacha that I have given before you, and v'hashivosa l'vavechel, you return to Hashem, and it says v'shavta l'Hashem alokechel, you'll return all the way to Hashem, v'shava Hashem alokechel shvuscha v'richamecha, so Hashem will return your shvus, your captives v'richamecha, and he'll have mercy on you. And if you're stuck out in the edges of heaven, Hashem will bring you in from there. And the explanation of that pasuk is like he just explained. He doesn't spell it out here, he spells it out elsewhere. That what that means is there's two different types of tshuva, like it says, Vishavta, you'll return to Hashem your God, and it says Vishava Hashem Elokecha Eshavuscha. There's two vishavs in that pasuk. There's two places where it says you'll do tshuva. So if you do the low level tshuva, it'll be just the shava shemakecha shvuscha v'richamecha, the people who are when you're in galus. So the people who are in charge of you will be more merciful to you. But if you want that Hashem should save you from the edges of heaven, so then that you need the full tshuva. But we'll discuss that. That comes up in the next drasha. We will go back to this. But anyway, next time we will have a Chazara of Drush number 9.